Yeah, guys. Remain standing and find yourself a partner. You got a partner out. Somebody you like. Find a partner.
They gotta go out on place. Are you guys partnering up?
Got a partner. Now remember that we were working today on the assignment was to think back to an incident where you first became aware of God. Probably a lot of times we've been aware of God, but think back to one that you had long ago. We're going to tell each other that story. Give you about a minute to practice here with your partners. Who has a question?
I wasn't listening.
So, in each partner, raise your hand. If you have a partner, one guy, raise your hand. If that's the one going first, I'm going to stop my clock. You got a minute and a half. Just tell your partner an incident of when you first, one of the first times you knew God. Go for it.
Listen. Great. Each of them is didn't know God.
Oh, okay.
Raised by a grandmother who brought us into her bedroom during her morning devotions. We were literally on her side. She did her eyes. It's back then.
Yeah.
It's sad.
It's good. We're worried about it.
How long is it going to be?
You got 30 seconds. Yeah. Whether you're done or not, you're done. Let's go to partner number two. The other time gives an opportunity to tell the story. I definitely have. So,
I remember a street group that has the Bible. Yeah, she's here to live in the rabbi.
Best I can tell, each of you have had an opportunity to share an incident. I need groups of four or five. So you know how we've done it, was turn those chairs around. You guys joined there. Get groups of four or five.
Yeah, you can sit out. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. I'll give you a break this time.
We got to get in groups.
We're just kind of rough lines.
I don't have six of you. Absolutely.
Keep the skill you go forward. They go up. This is the 18, right? Talk. Coming up to me. Yeah, grab
it. Come grab my chair. Grab my chair.
Yeah, he's certainly for a quiz.
Now, if you'll recall, the assignment was to think about that incident. But our big goal is to how to evangelize and or tell our story, perhaps in front of this group or many other groups. That's where we're going. And so I'd like to give you an example of how this might go. Back in 1962, my buddy took me way out of bounds in our neighborhood, and we rode our bikes down a couple of blocks and to his aunt's house. And his aunt, evidently, obviously, was a church woman, because after we had a little snack, she took us down to the basement, and it was full of books and Bibles. And she pulls out a measuring tape, like your ladies may keep for sewing and all, you know, to measure stuff. And she pulls out the first foot, and it's black. And she tells us how we're all sinners, and it's, you just really got to ask for forgiveness. And the next one was red, for the blood of Christ. And so by believing that, you can be saved. And the last foot of her 3-foot measure was white, which is the salvation, of course, as we move forward. So again, the room was full of books, and she pulls down a book for us, and she gave us a Bible. So here it was, December 2nd, 1962, Stephen Thompson by Mrs. C.B. Holmeser. Second birthday, December 2nd, 1962. That's the first time I was ever became, quote, aware of God, even though I didn't know what I didn't know. Well, that's my story for a minute and a half. This is step one toward getting us ready to speak up here as life goes on in the next few months. So if you'd be so kind to entertain me one more time, one guy will stand at the toward the wall and tell their group their minute and a half talk. So up, somebody up on that group. Somebody up on that group. You don't have to stand with your bad back. You know, this table, just go on here. Test up.
I'm a little piece of spot.
There you go.
So I need a list. It takes me 10 minutes to introduce.
The question is, am I going to do the same thing I did before? Yeah, you're going to do your same talk you did before, but now you've practiced and you've got to go to a little bit bigger group. You know your timing. So here we go. Minute and a half, hit it.
This was great. Great. I grew up inside the spot. I think that was really me the opportunities to share our stories. My story is not that complicated, it's not that intense. Well, it was intense. I put the Yale Chief. Church. I've heard person say this before. Very charismatic church. My mom and dad have been very conservative, silent-based household. And my first time was the fear of God. So I want to give my mom can't be, but she cared if God wouldn't. It's great and narrow. That wasn't an option. It's a band aid. But then something interesting happened. I was very generous with friends of ours. Dan's preacher. That's the first time I've been exposed in 2 years. Another church.
You got 30 seconds.
It wasn't as care. You know, it was a little more.
And I remember
I know there's only one sense of value. Small buyers risk, we just want to have an education post, now by the way. Anyway, I did that. Finally, there's a lot, and we hear it's very acute. That's what I wanted to hear, in an interesting way, like I think, have as a help buyer that really felt like that. Then, as I mature, this kind of, I had to tell you, far, and I was glad, like, paying interest in my parents brought me to Christ, and because.
Reporter number one has finished. Thank you. Next person up.
McMahon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, give me a minute now. Born baptized Catholic, very young age.
This is my head.
In the Midwest. The key thing is, for me to see after coming here, Catholic always by the year, and 2007, this man here, some of the people who are second back to church, that said to me, you need to pray, read the Bible, in the Bible style, that ended up being BSF. It's in BSF, one night, Roger Miller, I talked to my leader, she recognized something, but I didn't really understand what I was reading, I would answer some questions. Call me on the phone, it was the Thursday afternoon, I called him on the phone one day afternoon, the 23rd, and told me that. Told me that, I could see, I couldn't understand him.
About 30 seconds.
And I had seen that, can you tell me, what do you remember?
Right, and you get your trust.
Were saved, understand, especially by this Jesus Christ, that you would know this Jesus. I didn't know his God or not. I didn't even know that it was just down in 2016. So I walked me through what meant to be saved and kind of introduced me to who Jesus is. That's when I really.
Very nice. Round number three.
That's how they are.
Very nice.
Get out of the church. She was American Baptist in the wrong Her camera, who can have a role in that? What is it, a sort of that?
Second year. First grade, in second grade. He would take care of young kids' masks. That was child. And I saw so much frustration. I was that brother who would be Catholic. He was blank when they asked. Well, sometimes I put it.
30 seconds.
So I said, we're gonna raise them. Raise the kids. You're in charge of all your children. So we went to service and the guy preached the gospel. But the thing I thought was that never the next time. He just said, it was an altar call. I don't believe it. Then I came up there. Saved, baptized. Then the first day it was backsliding, coming back, backsliding, coming back. God said, you're such.
I was, raised in Christian home.
Carl, have you had a chance to tell a group? You're on.
Well, that vision is in the early.
As soon as Dennis gets through praying here, we're going to be.
Quick microscope.
Next, everybody, please, we're about done. Raise your right hand. Everybody, raise your right hand. Raise your right hand. All right, next time I say go, you point to who you believe did the most best, sincere presentation, and you point to. Hands up, ready? 1, 2, 3, go.
See, we got the most famous over here. We got the most famous over here.
Should have it memorized by now. That's coming up here.
God is here. Look at this. He's doing super good.
All right. Well, man, we did more than
step back over there. We're playing you all here.
All right. I'm missing one. Gary, are you coming? I'll represent. So these are the men that, you know, got the most fingers.
We'll get a piece of them.
As you know, we're preparing for someone to be able to come up and take a half hour. These guys were the first rounds, the top ones. And I've seen everybody in this group with a microphone doing a praise or a prayer. So I know we can all do it. Well, here we go. Looks like Ed can nominate.
That's right. I got something after.
You all can do your, do the same presentation in a minute and a half. Go, Gary.
I need to thank Steve for bringing this subject up because it causes us to think, and I think that's what we need to do every time we come here Friday. And so my question back to Steve is, what do you mean by knowing God? My thoughts were, and is that each of us go through different stages of knowing God. You know, you hear the child, you hear the name God, you have no idea what it is. And then as you go along, you could get a greater understanding. And then Ed just mentioned to me is that we really don't know God until at some point in time, there's a personal relationship. And then at that point in time, we're not done knowing God, is that each of us continue. Okay. Each of us continue knowing God better. And my question to Steve is, when am I, did you mean, when did I totally comprehend God? And I'm wrestling with that one right now.
My experience was when I was raised in a Christian family, always went to church, but really didn't participate. I sat there and it was quiet like it was supposed to be. And we would actually go a couple times a week on Wednesday nights and stuff. But in the early 50s, Dad took me to a revival service where the Jessup brothers were the evangelists. Now, these were the Hellfire and Brimstone evangelists, a tag team. And one would preach for a while till he got sweaty and worn out as the brother would come up and take over them. And I would say then is the when I first developed a fear of the Lord. I said, this is pretty scary. You know? And so I acknowledged that the Lord existed, but I didn't go forward and I didn't condemn my life at that time. But 1957, Dad took me to Winona Lake, Indiana, where Billy Graham was holding a service in the Billy Sunday Tabernacle, Winona Lake. And I was sitting the fourth or eighth row back. And when he made the altar call there, there was no way I could stay in my seat. And I felt like I was almost pulled out to go forward and commit to.
I had some problems with what do we really mean by knowing God. I was raised in a church, Seventh-day Adventist church, where they preach God certainly as Jesus, Lord and Savior. So for the first six grades of my life, grade school years, I was in a church. I knew about God, but I didn't know God. If we're going to use the term know God. So I ran from God many years. And then one day I do remember being in a church, someone invited me to church, and I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I don't think at that point I know God particularly in my language, and I'm not sure that in this life I will ever know him completely. I only believe that I will know him completely when I see him in heaven. And I think this term knowing is a growing process. Just as you meet someone on the streets and you become good friends as years go by, you get to know that individual better. So when do you know God? Only when I get to heaven.
Who wrote the book Knowing God?
Dan
Packer. J.I. Packer, Knowing God. If you want to. Okay, Jeremy, you can be seated. There's more to this. I love what Steve's doing. We're going to do a little more. That's why I want to get into it later. I was raised a Roman Catholic. Okay. I still have 18 years of plenary indulgence
on the books, because my mother took us to First Friday Communion for a whole year. And then when she died, I asked the priest what his plenary indulgence, and he went like this. So I guess I still got it. Anyway, when I went to college, met my wife, we got married, and I wasn't a very good Catholic. And her father and her mother were second married. She had five kids. They had two. And he took those two kids to the Catholic Church, and then she took them to the Baptist Church. And I looked at those poor kids. They were like deer in headlights. I said, we're not going to do that with my kids. I know you're going to raise them, and you're going to do a better job than I'm going to do, so we'll go to your church. What's your church? It happened to be an American Baptist church. She didn't know that. She just knew it was a Baptist church. We found later it was an American Baptist church. So that was the first time I heard the gospel. And I heard the gospel and got up, altar call, went down, profession of faith, got baptized. What do I want to call it? Backslid, came back. Finally, God said enough. And he just brought me to the end of myself. And my plea was help. And he gave me another new heart, a better new heart. And I got an appetite for the scriptures.
Amen.
And I can't tell you, he's got to give it to you or you ain't got it. I mean, it's not an appetite you work up. And as far as, I want to say this last thing, it's not so much that I know God, it's that he knows me.
That's what counts.
Hey, let's give those four gentlemen, all of us.
Backside of this is that's the easy part. And remember, the talk was, we all have the same testimony. We were lost and God saved us. And part of that was what we just talked about. But that ain't 15 to 20 minutes. Okay. My thought, and you can disagree with me or not, we'll go forward with it, is to say something about who you are, where you came from, you know, your youth, some of the struggles you had, how you got to Colorado. And I'm going to do you a favor. Our first speaker is going to be Jerry Gibson. Do you know that? I have his manifest, his story. And so I'm going to give you a hint on how this goes by telling Jerry Gibson's story. 2 weeks from now, I will be reading that. Okay? So you'll get an idea of what this is about. At the end of that time, I wanted to ask you guys, do you want to have an open ballot, everybody signs a piece of paper, or do you want to have a closed ballot? I don't want anybody to be embarrassed or do this because they saw a bunch of other names on there. I want volunteers. So show of hands, open ballot. Open ballot means everybody signs the same sheet. That's an open ballot. Yeah. Closed ballot is everybody signs a separate piece of paper. You can turn it in blank because you don't want to do it.
But when it's your turn, you only got 20 minutes left.
We'll just do a sign up sheet.
Okay, what did you want about Richard?
Yeah.
Sign up sheet. Want him to talk?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't tell me that before he got up here. Okay, what's your thought?
Oh,
Pete? He said he wanted to talk.
All right.
Your wish.